The women of St. Patrick's Day, today on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 449. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. Please support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast on Patreon. All right, we kicked off the show with Bonnie Rideout, and that was the Highland Laddie from her album Scottish Reflections, and this whole show is the women of St. Patrick's Day. We're going to highlight many of the amazing Celtic women who are also performing this St. Patrick's Day, or may have done so in the past. This is our chance to celebrate these wonderful Celtic musicians. Next up is Dublin Harpers with Stuck in Mayberry from their album Shenanigans. Thank you.
it means. Everyone thinks they know. Everyone's telling me how it should go, but they're wrong. Nobody knows how to love. Only the two of us know how it feels. You and I, such a fine story, a love that has come through the years. Such a long journey that God in His grace brought us here.
April morning, I heard the small birds sing. They were singing lovely Nancy, for love it is a fancy. Sweet were the notes that I heard the small birds sing. Young men are false and they're full of deceiving. Young men are false and they never will prove true. For they're roaming and they're ranging and their minds are ever changing. They're seeking for to find out some other girl that's new. Oh, if I had but my own heart in keeping. Oh, if I had my own heart back again. Say, it would wander never so far from me again.
After Dublin Harpers was Jeanette Jerry with This Love from Among the Flowers, then came Tam Lynn and the Bucks of Orne Moor by Wolf and Clover from their self-titled album that features Jessica Bennett on fiddle and vocals and Carolyn Vaughn on percussion and accordion, and then Shauna Mullen with April Morning from Wishing Tree. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Miranda Person emailed a photo from Malmö, Sweden. Hi, Mark. I want to share what I do while listening to your podcast. Walking 15K on Saturday or Sunday mornings before breakfast. Unfortunately, the episode doesn't cover the whole walk, but the great Irish music gives me energy for an hour or so. cold this morning, about 2 degrees Celsius. The winter is approaching. Anyway, thanks for the great podcast, and thanks for being an eminent host. My pleasure, Miranda. You can see a picture over on the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com for show number 449. John Adams emailed, "Hi, Mark. I've been a big fan of yours for about a year now, thanks to some local friends who pointed me your way. I've also been curiously following the issue of diversity, which has been an issue of debate on your show this summer. I was surprised that you had some backlash, as many people were, about the promotion of women in Celtic music. And then I was very proud of how you handled the situation. And now very excited to hear that you're planning an LGBTQ edition next year with a call out for entries. I'm proud to say that our little Celtic group here in Salt Lake City is quite diverse for being a small circle of close friends who love practicing and performing Irish and Celtic music as often as we can. We include a female boron player, straight, married to our flautist, straight flautist, a gay fiddler, me, a single male guitarist, and our newest amazing addition of our singer, who is both gay and black. It's never been our intention to push the diversity, however, we just let it be noticed, if at all. In any case, we would love to eventually be part of your podcast, which is for the diversity issue or any others. I can point you to our Facebook page and SoundCloud, but we are currently in the process of arranging and getting to the studio to record new pieces that include our singer. Hopefully you can get a small taste of our sound from what we currently have, and when we have our new songs available, I'll certainly make them available. I feel that we've been making a lot of progress with our sound, and I'm excited to get the updated recordings done soon. Cheers, and I hope we will be able to provide some pleasant tunes soon." Thank you so much, John. I really appreciate it. And yes, I would love to get you on the podcast. The LGBTQ episode will come out in June. So if you can send something in, you know, even if it's just one track, I would love to feature y'all and let others know about your band. Of course, to submit to the podcast, it's really simple to do. Just complete the form. That's a permission form at 4Celts.com. It's the number 4Celts.com. I just need that permission to let me play your music. It does need to be pod safe, meaning it can't be cover songs. As long as the music is in public domain or owned by you, it's all good. And then I just need some music. So drop me a line and let's make this happen. Again, head on over to 4Celts.com. Finally, Tim Zerier emailed, "Hi, Mark. First of all, big thank you for producing your amazing Celtic music podcast. I'm so in love with it. I'm traveling in my motorhome since the beginning of last year through Canada and USA, and had often listened to your podcast on amazing places in the nature with awesome views, oceans, lakes, forests, rainforests, deserts, snowy mountains, etc., and all the other wonders from our Mother Earth. In moments when I'm enjoying this good life, listening to the Celtic music makes the moment perfect. No other music better fits to my love of nature as your good selection. Thank you. Very best greetings from you, Tim, originally from Germany." Thank you so much, Tim. Wow, I love your description, all the amazing places. So right now I have a Kickstarter for my newest CD called Selkuth. And Selkuth is a word my wife found, actually. And it means when everything is strange and different, yet you find it marvelous anyway. And for some reason, your description struck me as that. Because, you know, Celtic music isn't pop music. It's not the stuff you hear on top 40 radio, or for that matter, most radio stations won't play Celtic music. So it's definitely different. But then to bring it into these marvelous places and to showcase it and experience it, that really moved me. So thank you so much, Tim, for sharing. I would love your words and images as well. So please, if you want to share something, email CelticPodcast@gmail.com. I'd love your feedback too. Thank you all so much for sending these in. All right, next up we have the Gothard Sisters. This is Matsama Mornings from their album Midnight Sun. Thank you.
notes by the Hush Me Boys. Forever hold your noise. Listen to poor Patty's lamentation. I was by the hunger pressed, most bitterly distressed. When I gave a thought I'd leave the Irish nation, I sold my horse, me cow, me pig, my sheep, my plow, my little farm of land, and I we parted. My sweetheart Biddy McGee, I'm afraid I'll never see. I left her back at home quite broken hearted. It's here's you boys to take my advice. To America I'll have you not be coming. There's nothing here but war, the murder and cannons roar, and I wish that I was back in dear old Erin. So me and 100 more to America sail o'er. Our future to be making, we were thinking. When we landed in Yankee land, they stuck a rifle in me hand. He said, Paddy, you must go and fight for Lincoln. General Marr to us, he said, if you get shot or lose your head, every mother, son of you will get a pension. In the war I lost my leg, and all I got's a wooden peg. My soul, it is the truth to you I'll mention. It's here's you boys, do take my advice. To America I'll have you not be coming. There's nothing here but war and the murdering cannons roar. I wish that I was back in dear old Erin. I thought myself in luck to be fed on Indian buck in Ireland, the land that I delight in. But the devil I do say, oh, curse America. I am sure I've had enough of their hard fighting. It's here's you boys, do take my advice. To America I'll have you not be coming. There's nothing here but war, all the murder and cannons roar. I wish that I was back in dear old Erin. It's here's you boys, do take my advice. To America I'll have you not be coming. There's nothing here but war, murdering cannons for I wish that I was back in the old Erin.
Tell him, Finn, but that the mama. Oh, hotty, hitty, hotty, spy, and a canal. Dying if I try, dying if I'm a charm. Shine, cigar, tie, come, run, chronicle. Dying if I try, dying if I'm a charm. Shine, cigar, tie, come, run, chronicle. Oh, hotty, hitty, hotty, good, good, mama. Oh, hotty, hitty, hotty, spy, and a canal. Oh, hotty, hitty, hotty, good, good, mama. Oh, hotty, hitty, hotty, spy, and a canal. Knee and arrow, try, brine, and chum, run, charm. Knee and arrow, try, punch, and a motor door. Knee and arrow, try, brine. Do a head foot the fire.
My windows moved to give her air. Blushing child.
After the Gothard Sisters was Jiggy from their brand new album Hypernova. That was Patty's Lamentation. It features Eve Kelly on fiddle and vocals. Then came Wide Waters with the Scott Set by Hibernia. That's Susan Toman on Celtic harp and Ellen McIsaac on who sings. Then came Jennifer Licko with Rui Lee from her album Sing. Then Melanie Grubin with The Summer Queen from A Fairy Song. And finally Beth Patterson with The Cat Fight from her album Forward. Celtic Podcast News. So I do want to let you know that I do have a brand new CD that is in the works. And by that I mean it is up on Kickstarter. The album is called Selkuth, which means when everything is strange and different, yet you find it marvelous anyway. And it is my own unique sci-fi-ish music mix. Sci-fi-ish. Yes, I did say that. It's a little bit of a traditional Irish and Scottish songs and tunes mixed in with original songs inspired by science fiction. In large part, the TV show Firefly, but others as well. There's also some songs about kilts and festivals, and it's a fun album, yet different and marvelous, Selkuth. So I hope you'll consider supporting it. You can find a link in the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com, and hopefully in the future, you'll be able to buy the album as well. Thank you, patrons of the podcast. Because of your kind and generous support, this show comes out every week. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and help our community grow. As a patron, you will hear episodes before regular listeners. When we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode. You can pledge $1 or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month over on Patreon. I want to thank our newest patrons, Jacob, Music and Flavors, Ed H., Olivia R., Kellen P., Rachel L., Samantha M., Steve B., Jackson A., Roger B., and Todd G. You can become a generous patron of the podcast at songhinge.com, and that'll take you over to Patreon where you can support the show. Thank you so much for all your generous support. I really can't do this show without you. It makes a huge difference in my life. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Next up, we have Screaming Orphans with Ireland's Hour of Need. This is from their album, Tap Room.
Come all you gallant heroes, wherever you have been, offspring of this nation, so few. You who did the fighting when our backs were to the wall, in your hour of need you stand and bleed and rally to our call. In this troubled time upon us with greed,
running rings around the way it used to be. I am older now, I have more than what I wanted, but I wish that I had started long before I did. And there's so much time to make up everywhere you turn, time we haven't wasted on the way. So much water moving underneath the bridge. Let the water come and carry us away. Oh, when you were young, did you question all the answers? Did you envy all the dancers who had all
After Screaming Orphans came Shannon Heaton with Red Molly from her album The Blue Dress, then the Innes Sisters with Wasted on the Way from Keeping Time, and finally Sarah Kopus with Buttercup Spree, Garrett Berry's and Claire Jig from her album Moreland Winds. I hope you had a wonderful time this show, and if you did, please share it with 17 friends. Yes, 17. That's because this is the start of my St. Patrick's Day shows. Next week will be 17 for St. Patrick's Day, which is when I give out a free album that you can download for free when you're subscribed to the Celtic Music Magazine. So you'll need to subscribe to that. It's also a sneak peek taste of one of the things you get as a member of Songhenge. But next week will be 17 songs in the show. The following week, we're going to have a 2-hour special, so stick around. I got a lot of great St. Patrick's Day music coming your way. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, buy the albums, shirts, and songbooks. Follow the artists on Spotify. See their shows. Drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. This lets people know that this show is helping these artists be discovered. So let them know. Remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Every week you will get a few cool bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s for free just for signing up today. And there's also a limited time free CD offer, physical CD offer that will be popping up in your email when you are subscribed. Finally, I want to let you know this is the time of the month, end of the month, is when I want to ask you to vote in the Celtic Top 20. This is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. It's really easy to vote. Just list the show number and the name of as many bands as you like in the episode. Your vote helps me create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2020 episode. Now, there's many ways you can do this. I know I got an email from someone saying, I'm driving, this is not very practical. And I understand that. Part of my goal is when I create the show notes, I have show times to make it really easy to find stuff. So my thought is, and this is what I am doing this year, is I'm listening to each show, listening, just enjoying, just relaxing. And then at the end of the month, I'm going back and taking quick snippets and saying, oh yeah, I remember that song. Oh yeah, I remember that. That one's, no, not so much. Oh yeah, I like that one. And then casting a vote. It's a very simple and easy way to let me know and everyone know who your favorite songs and artists are in each episode. So go cast your vote if you haven't done so already. And you can do that for all the shows in February and January. And I would love your support of these amazing artists. All right, we're going to finish up the show with one final track. This is Bellow Bridge with Kiss in the Morning Early from their album Cautionary Tales. We have Sarah Emmett on vocals and Boren. Thank you so much for listening. And back again next week. Slancher.
To the shoemaker's shop, sure she goes for a kiss in the morning early. Well, the cobbler arose and he soon let her in. His awl and his hammer were neat as a pin, and he had the will for to greet her so slim with a kiss in the morning early. Tis soon we'll be wed and nestling together in a fine feather bed. So make me two shoes with two buckles of red for my kiss in the morning early. Well, the maid hid the shoes at the back of her waist. She praised his good cobbling and shoemaker's taste. Then off to her father she mournfully faced. It was in the morning. As ever in leather the father was smiling, his daughter embraced. But touching the buckles, he drew back in haste. He spied the red shoes that were tied round her waist. Oh, it was in the morning early. Oh, daughter, oh, daughter, he started to shout. When he did discover what she was about, God knows it was none but that old cobbling clout that you met in the morning early.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show was produced by Mark Gunn, the Celtfather. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.